Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Again from the pocket, there's the low, and there's Mooney with a catch, and Mooney inside the 25, and Darnell Mooney will be tackled at the 22.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan behind the glass. Everyone is lacking sleep this morning, as are you, I'm sure. Lots of feelings today. You already know Falcons fell last night to the 49ers 20-10. They're 3-3 for this season.
You know, energy-wise, I feel fine. I've just got, like, it's a hangover feeling.
Yeah.
Those West Coast trips, you kind of get dehydrated on the plane if you're not awake drinking water. And I did get a couple hours, which was nice. It's just not good sleep.
No, it's not.
It's garbage sleep because you wake up and you're like, oh, my neck's hurting. I got to move. And
can't ever find that right spot on an airplane.
Yeah, but look, I mean, I love life. I got it great. What am I going to say?
Well, and also,
I mean,
when you have like 8 screens going, it's impossible to fall asleep.
Yeah, yeah, so man. we were in a row of 4. Most of the plane was 2-4-2. So 4 rows in the middle.
Interesting.
And so Arch and I had 2 seats in between us. Mm-hmm. So going out there, I had the Georgia game on the screen in front of me. I had like what was it? I can't even think of all the games that were going
on. Doesn't matter.
And the moral of the story is Arch and I had whatever game we wanted in front of us, and then we kept rotating the TV in the middle, like the TV closest in the middle, to the most pertinent games. And yeah. So it was kind of great because our engineer Jake is a Memphis fan. He grew up in Memphis, and he's got family there and ties there. And I think he does a show in Memphis. And so we go on the plane, and it was hilarious because he's like, hey, you know, game day is going to be in Memphis next week for USF Memphis. And I just being me, I go, that's the best game they can go to? And he's like, what happened when they played Florida? And I was like, yeah, yeah, everybody beats Florida these days. That's not a good comeback. And so we get to the game, and Arch flipped it over to the UAB Memphis game.
Yep.
And it's like 14-point lead for UAB. And we look over, and Jake's watching the Georgia game. And we're like, hey, why'd you turn the game off? He's like,
How about Alex Mortensen?
Dude, how cool
that
is that?
UAB. I don't know.
It's Chris Mortensen's son, by the way.
Yeah, I know. And Alex grew up in Georgia. I can't remember the high school he went to, but he's from the area. So
yeah,
good for him.
I just thought, Allie, you're right, though. We had is to be on a plane for 7 hours because mm-hmm. we got on there an hour and a half before we took off. Right? Like, we're the first ones on the plane.
Yeah.
And we got to wait basically an hour and a half before we take off.
Right.
Which is not complaining. It's cool. But you're sitting there and to be able to watch football the whole time with 4 different games on. I had the iPad going, too.
Yeah. Which team was it this weekend that had plane troubles? They were stuck on the airplane.
Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness. Can Terrible. You imagine? That's awful.
Terrible.
But speaking of Dave Archer, we had him on earlier today. Hopefully he is not listening right now and he is fast asleep. But he talked to Raheem after the game last night and asked him about the decision to throw the ball on 4th-and-1.
We wanted to be aggressive there. Go out and get the first down, throw it to our best player in Drake. Didn't have it work out for us, and that thing didn't work out for us that time.
Boy, that's about as blunt as you're going to hear Raheem Morris.
He was blunt with every answer.
Yeah.
He was short with every answer. You know, He was upset. Mm-hmm. He was very angry. Raheem does a pretty good job of keeping it together. So much to the fact that he gets, you know, kind of talked about by some fans and media that he's not emotional enough. But he was like losing a gasket. Like, it was like, I looked over on the sideline. It reminded me of like that scene in like Remember the Titans when he's like losing his mind because they keep calling him for penalties.
Yeah.
And he just starts like, he's like throwing his finger down and he's going at the referee. And that's kind of, but he was doing it at his coaches last night because they have too many men on the field and then they have not enough. And that is what we've talked about all morning. That's comes down to Ulbrich and his assistants.
Yeah.
And like, he knows it. I mean, you just can't make mistakes like that on the road against a well coached team. Mac Jones is 4-1 as a starter. First game he's thrown for under like 250 yards with San Francisco too.
Yeah, they're dealing with an interesting situation at quarterback. Not to go off topic, but I watched Minnesota and Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz looked awful for most of that game. So I don't know. Maybe people will be begging for J.J. McCarthy to come back from Minnesota. But, yeah, I mean, watching or listening last night on the post game and then seeing the video that is put out on the 92.9 The Game account of Arch, you know, and you talking to Raheem last night, it's as mad as you'll see him. And I think too many times when you talk about Raheem Morris, him getting a job, you talk about this, you know, the ethos and the vibes around the team and like how he's, you know, the players are happy with the flow in the building. I think sometimes you look at that and think there's maybe at times a lack of accountability,
mm-hmm.
right? Because he is kind of friendly with the players and he is a player's coach, but you could tell that there was about to be levels of accountability that were doled out last night in his conversations with the staff, with the players, with everybody else. And I'll give the man credit because I said this before, the wide receiver room, he has dealt with accordingly. A lot of times when it comes to wide receivers, you get friendly, you know, this, that, and the other. Fires Ike Hilliard, and I know people call that, some people said it was a scapegoat. I completely disagree. He dealt with it accordingly, and he also sent Ray McLeod home the other day. And whatever's going on in that room, he's not having it. Sounds like you'll see a lot of the same coming for the rest of the staff when, you know, they approach this game.
The Ray McLeod situation, while we don't know a ton, we know enough from what we heard Friday to tell you that it's not all – you know, buddy, buddy, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you. I'm sorry, but do you, Mike? You're in locker rooms. You played with
right.
Probably, or you played for what would be more considered maybe more player friendly coaches, and then the complete extreme opposite. You know, with Saban, I think Mike Smith was somewhere in the middle, and I think Mike Shula probably was a little, by outside looking, it was probably a little bit more player friendly. That player-friendly coaches do not discipline guys like that to me. I think that's what people think doesn't happen under player-friendly coaches.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that. And I'll be curious to see kind of what the attitude is for the team as they approach next week's game, because I think that's something that, you know, obviously you have an opportunity in front of you with Miami. We're going to know a lot when their body language when they come out Mercedes-Benz next week.
I do want to play another piece of audio from Raheem. This was in the presser after the game. He broached the topic of Michael Penix's intentional grounding.
Yeah, I'm sure he thought he was out of the tackle box when he made his steps to the left. You know, went up, and I thought we would have one more second to kick the field goal right there. It landed at 11 seconds. We had the 10-second runoff. We thought we'd have one, still kick the field goal. End up resetting the clock, making it 10, so we were able to get out. They were able to get out of there with no points, and that definitely came back as a factor that hurt us.
Raheem's talked for over a minute after the half was over with the referees on that call or something else that happened in that first half, because I watched it and it was very animated. It was a high intensity night.
Yeah,
it was a cool night. Got pretty cool in there.
Yeah,
up there in the booth, it did.
Like I said, I'll give Raheem Morris a little bit of credit, and I think he deserves a little. I don't look at this and think of this as a Raheem Morris loss. Maybe that's on me. Maybe, you know, there's people, and again, there's people. We just heard from a couple of them that, you know, have been saying, "Well, I've been saying all along, I didn't want Raheem." That's fine. That doesn't mean you root against the team. And it sounds to me like he's willing to hold these other coaches accountable and the coordinators, guys. Like we talked about, he's been on both sides of the football. He knows what it's supposed to look like on both sides of the football. He has seen it done at a very, very, very high level on both sides of the football. So I'll give some leash to Raheem Morris on this one. But you know, the coaches, the coordinators on both sides are not out of the realm of conversation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I can understand rooting for you to be right, for yourself to be right. I can't understand rooting against your team to be right. The old saying, you know, cut your nose off to spite your face, mm-hmm. That's essentially what you do. And if you're that person, just then don't cheer for the team, don't watch the team, don't care about the team until you get your way. And then that person or player or coach or whatever is no longer with the organization. Because just because you're miserable doesn't mean the rest of us want to be miserable with you.
Well, there's so much to slice and dice and analyze when it comes to last night's game. We're going to get some final thoughts coming up. We've also got a Life of Squid on the way.
Probably the greatest postseason performance ever in Major League Baseball. And it's gone under the radar because it was so busy, but it's an amazing performance. Next, Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game. And Allie?
The Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.